Go ahead, Ian.
Today is Tuesday, October 16, 2001. The time is currently 10:40 hours. This is Detective Scott Peterson, 2238, and I'm with This is regarding the officer-involved shooting at Avenida de los Flores in the city of Thousand Oaks on October 13th, 2001. The report number for this is 2001-91028. I'm speaking with This interview is being tape recorded as well as videotaped for a video reenactment of the incident as from her point of view. Okay. Currently, we're standing in front of the front door of your residence at Avenida de los Flores.
Correct.
I remember in your statement, you told me that you were outside when you first saw
Correct.
Where outside were you at?
The weather?
Yes.
Second bench. Right here. I was sitting right here. And my father was sitting right here.
Okay. So you were sitting in the second bench to the east underneath the kitchen window.
Correct.
Okay. Now, when did you first see Well, go ahead and point out to me.
First time I saw it crossed the street and entered at the handicap ramp.
Okay.
And was walking down the sidewalk.
So she was walking eastbound down the sidewalk in that direction?
Correct.
Okay. And what did you do?
When got directly in front of me, I said hello. And she was looking towards the other side of Las Flores. And she would not look at me or acknowledge me. So I again said, hello. And she wouldn't acknowledge me. And I noticed that there is something wrong because she does not do that. So I proceeded to walk towards the end of the walkway there before it enters my driveway, and I said, something's up. Don't make me have to get up and chase you.
Okay.
So then she'll get up.
Did she stop there?
She stopped there.
Okay.
And I proceeded to get up.
And walk the same route that you took towards her.
I went like this, and when I got here, proceeded to walk further across the driveway here.
Okay.
And I told her, don't make me have to run. You know I don't like it. So stop.
And can you show me exactly where was stopped at?
Right. Roughly here.
So roughly this area?
Yeah. Yes.
What did you do?
I grabbed like this, and I turned her around because she was still facing that side of the street.
So when you stopped her, she was,
yeah,
was she facing
she was this
way?
Yes.
But she was looking that way.
And she had her dog with her.
And so you moved
her. I turned her around, and she had tears streaming down her face.
Okay.
And above her eye here, she had a very large egg-shaped bump. And it was very raised and swollen.
Now you're indicating above the left eye.
Correct.
Okay. What did you discuss with this location?
At this location, I said, what in the H did he do to you?
You can say
that. Okay, what in the hell did he do to you this time? And she says, oh, it's going to be okay. I just asked him if we could watch a different TV show. He didn't mean to hit me that hard with the TV controller in the head. And I said, and she says, I know. And she says, it's going to be bad because not home.
Daughter.
Is her daughter. And the daughter plays referee usually. So she says, Tom is going to be very angry with me if he knows I'm telling you. And I said, I don't care. You can tell him that, just like before, I stopped you, you didn't tell, and I'm going to go talk to Tom. And then I said, no, we need to call his bluff or he's going to keep on doing this to you. We've warned him and warned him. And I said, you know what he had told me the day before, that he could kill you and nobody would ever know because everybody thinks that she's crazy. So I proceeded to walk her back down this way.
Now, when you were walking her this way, was she walking on her own like I was, or were you assisting her in any way?
No, she was walking with me.
Okay. So we're walking this way on the sidewalk.
Correct. And we walked down this way.
Were you guys discussing anything through here?
No, not really. I asked her just to come with me.
Okay.
And we came and stopped here, and Daddy's still on the bench down there. And then I hugged and rubbed her, and I told her and wiped her tears off her face, and I told her that love's not supposed to hurt. It's not okay. And if she doesn't call his bluff and actually do something about it, or if I don't actually call, he's never going to believe it, and he's going to kill her.
Okay.
And that would leave motherless, and it's not right. It's getting worse. It was, you know, once a month, and now it's every other day. And my father said, that's true. This can't go on. This cannot happen.
Now, was your father still sitting on that bench right there?
Father's sitting on the bench.
Okay.
And I told her, and I said, you know, I'm your friend. I'm not one of Tom's friends that pretended to be your friend. You know I'm your friend. And she cried more and told me yes. And she hugged me. And I said, please, let's call. Let's at least go inside and call the battered woman's line, because we had been calling that before, and she had used another name of Alice to know that what was going on was not okay and that she's not crazy. So we stood here and we talked some more just about, you know, it's not okay and this and that, and we needed to call his bluff. She says, yes, we can, let's call, and we'll call the police, and maybe they'll just come out and talk to Tom.
Okay.
And I knew, and Daddy says, yes, you need to.
And he was still sitting there?
Daddy's still sitting on the bench. And I said, then my husband had came out through the gate and sat down on the bench there too.
So your husband had come out through the east gate on that
side
of the house? And did he sit down on the bench where you had been seated previously?
Correct.
Or next to your
place? No, on the bench where I'd been sitting before.
Okay.
And I asked them to respond, it's not okay. You know, I said, is this really, Daddy, tell her that this isn't what it's supposed to be. Tell her. And so they did. They said, it's not right. It's not right. You need to do something. So at this point, agreed to go inside the house.
Okay. Then what happened?
So then we proceeded to walk down the walkway. And she still had her dog.
Okay.
And my husband was still sitting on that bench.
She was walking her dog when you first contacted her?
Yes. And we asked my father, I said to my father, my husband, would one of you please hold the dog? We are going inside to call him. My dad said, good, be strong. And he held the dog. And that's when I proceeded to enter the house.
Okay.
I entered the house right through here. And for privacy reasons, we came back here.
So you came down the hallway?
Down the hallway. And I got to make sure my husband's not in here. Now my room's a mess.
And you went into this bedroom?
Into this bedroom, which is my bedroom.
Is your and your husband's as well?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And this is the bedroom on the southwest corner of your residence?
Yes.
Okay. So you went inside the bedroom?
Yes. I sat here on this side of the bed, and I sat here.
Okay.
And I hugged very strongly, and we proceeded to call the police department. I'm too afraid, I can't start the phone call.
Okay.
And I said, I want you to listen carefully and pay attention. And I told the police dispatcher that her husband had hit her in the head with a remote controller and had left a large mark on her head. This has been going on in the past, and that we needed somebody to come out and talk to him. And she asked if was safe here. Where was said at my location? Where was Tom at Lori's? Is she safe at your house? I said yes. They asked if I
Was there anybody else in the home? No. Were there any weapons in the home? No, because already snuck and shipped them all back to the mother because she was afraid that Tom would kill her with them. And then I gave the phone to answer a couple of questions. I don't know what they were. She just said yes, yes. And then that's the end of it in here. So then I gave her a great big hug and told her she was doing the right thing. And she said, all I want them to do is to talk to Tom.
This is what she told you?
Yes.
Okay.
She said, I just want them to talk to Tom. And I said, they're going to talk to Tom. In my heart, I knew that they'd probably arrest him, and that's what he needed. But, you know, I told her, yes, they're going to talk to Tom because that's not a lie.
Okay.
So then we proceeded to go out here.
Close your door.
Thank you. And we went back out the front door. Back to the same bench where we were, where I was before. By this time...
Go ahead and take a seat in the bench where you were seated.
My husband had went inside with my father, and I was here. Here, and
so
we were
seated here.
Here, and we're both smoking cigarettes. I put out my cigarette, and I wanted something to drink. And I got back up and went into my kitchen. I don't have to get a glass out of the cup.
No, you don't have to get a glass out.
Okay, well, I'd gotten the glasses out, I'd gotten the ice out, and I set down the cups. And then my father was out front, and he proceeded to say, they're here, they're here. Okay. So I went back out front. Never got the soda. Walked out in front. We need to stop with all that.
We'll just hold on for a second while that passes by. Okay, so you came outside and you came to right here?
Uh-huh. And then I need to walk across there, right? Because I have to show you where the officers were?
Yes. So why don't you show me where the officers were parked?
So I'll show you where the officers pulled up and parked. I don't want to get hit.
I understand. Neither do I.
Because it hurts.
Let's wait for my partner.
Oh, I'm sorry, waving at my husband.
Okay.
The first officer's car proceeded to pull up and park directly right here.
Okay, so the first officer's car was parked right here.
Uh-huh, he came up. The street sweeper's coming in. Wait. Sorry. Okay. They only go by twice, so he should be done.
So the first officer's patrol unit, is it a marked patrol unit?
Yes, black and white.
And it's parked right here along the curb?
It came up very fast and parked right here.
Do you know what? I'm sorry.
That was the blonde-haired officer.
Okay, hold on. Let me get a marker so I can mark where this car was parked. Where's the markers at? Give me A and B. So I'm going to place a marker right here.
Okay.
This is where The blonde-haired officer was parked.
Correct.
I mean, make a note of that.
Okay. Not real blonde, sandy blonde or whatever, but...
Pardon? Okay. Where was the other officer parked?
Instantly a second officer pulled up.
So another officer pulled up behind him.
And I know that he was right about here roughly because he was blocked in this area.
Okay, so the other officer was parked here.
Correct, and that was the young Asian officer.
Okay, so I'm going to place marker B there where the other officer was parked. Did you see them get out of their cars?
Yes, I did.
And did you see them walk to your house?
Yes, I did.
Okay, let's go back to your house.
Okay.
Where you were at when you were contacted.
Okay. On the bench.
Give my partner a minute to catch up before we talk.
Okay.
Hey. I love you.
Huh? Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I love
my
brother. Okay, got it.
Okay.
Here.
So you had moved from here and set over there?
Yeah. With always here. I was inside getting the sodas.
Okay. When you first saw the officers, you were standing right there?
Correct. When they pulled up, yes.
And so you moved over and sat down on the bench.
Down next to starting to panic.
Okay. And so on your right side?
Correct.
Okay.
She was starting to panic because they got here. And I was telling her, it's okay, it's okay.
Now, when the officers arrived, how did they come down to where you were at?
They just, cat a corner across the street. First was the blonde-haired officer, or Sammy Blonde. He was the first one down the walkway and down to, he was standing right here when he first came up.
Okay.
And this is where he stood basically the whole time. The young Asian officer, should I walk up there?
Yes, where was he at?
He was standing up here. He was up here, so I have his hands here, and he just had his hands like this in his face.
So the blonde-haired officer was standing at the end of the walkway where the walkway meets the driveway.
Correct.
And the Asian officer was standing at the top of your driveway on the sidewalk.
Correct.
Okay. And so you were still down here sitting on the bench. Go ahead and take a seat.
Okay.
Okay, what happened next?
Sitting here and starts to panic because I told her it's gonna be okay. And didn't want to start telling him because she's scared. And I told her she needed to talk to him and let him. And the first thing out of his mouth is, what kind of drugs are you on and how much alcohol have you taken in today?
Okay.
So I proceeded to tell him that that's not what it is. It's she's been, and he told me to shut up. He wasn't talking to me and to go away.
Okay, and that was coming from the blonde-haired officer standing right there.
Correct.
What happened next?
I proceeded to get pissed off, and I got up and walked over there.
Okay, show me where you walked.
Over here.
Uh-huh.
And I opened up the front door, and my father was inside, and I proceeded to tell my father that the man was a total rude and, excuse me, asshole, that there was no reason for that, that they don't know.
Okay.
So, I came back out front because I wouldn't abandon. And the Asian officer that was up there, I walked up the walkway right here.
Okay.
And he's still where he was. And I proceeded to tell him to please listen to me, and I'm not being rude, but that the officer was being rude, and that they don't know trust anybody, and that they don't, accusing her of doing that, that's what Tom's always put in her head, and she's afraid she's going to go to the loony bin, so she doesn't trust anybody, and she'll talk, I don't have to talk for her, I just need to be by her, and if he could tell the other officer that she's been battered for 15 years, and she can't even think without, you know, thinking she's going to get hit. So at that point, he proceeded to walk down the walkway.
If we could just stop for a moment. Just to confirm, it was you and the Asian officer who was standing here talking.
Correct.
And both you and the Asian officer went back down there?
Yes.
Now, while you're talking to the Asian officer right here, at the top of the driveway on the sidewalk, where was the blonde-haired officer still down there? And was still?
Yes, he was talking to.
Let's go ahead and go where you went to next.
So I went down here, and I didn't want to upset the blonde-haired officer, so I walked past them. I was sitting on the bench talking to the one officer, and I stood over here, and the one officer told the other officer something, I don't know.
So you stood over here in the alcove of your door?
Yes.
Front door to your residence?
Yes, because I didn't want to get yelled at.
Okay.
And then he told her to calm down and just stay here. They were just going to walk next door, and they were going to go next door and talk to Tom, but she wasn't supposed to go anywhere.
Okay.
Okay, so now next.
What happened next?
Okay, so next, the police officers both walked this way.
So both the blonde-haired officer and the Asian officer walked down this concrete sidewalk alongside your house going westbound.
Correct.
Across the grass,
yes, across
on the
grass.
West side of your house.
Okay, yes. They crossed the street.
And now they've crossed Montgomery Road. Uh-huh. We've entered the sidewalk in the front yard of Anita De Los Flores.
Correct.
Go ahead and show me where the officers went.
The blonde-haired officer, this is what I could see, was in the alcove here.
Show me exactly where the blonde-haired officer was standing.
He must have been up here, because I could hear. Ventura County Sheriff's Department.
Okay.
And the Asian officer was like, oh, I hate the mud. Was like here, and he had his hand on his gun.
Okay, let's stop here for a moment. Let me put a marker down where both of those are. Okay, for the purposes of... You got that running? Okay, for the purposes of the video and the audio tape, C is going to be the location of the blonde deputy when he first made contact at the residence of Avenida de los Flores, and D is going to be the location of his backup officer, who was the Asian deputy at Avenida de los Flores. So let me go ahead and put down these markers. C was the location of the blonde deputy who made contact here.
Remember that slimy
stuff. C. And you're standing where the Asian officer was?
Correct. I'm standing where the Asian officer
okay.
was.
Okay. And I'm going to put D right there. Okay.
Okay, then...
Now, were you over here when they were contacting them?
I was still sitting right up there, but I was watching.
Let's go back over here, and you can You can show me exactly where you were standing when you watched them.
I wasn't standing. I was still sitting on that park bench.
Okay, so you were sitting on the park bench?
Yeah, still.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, let's go back over there and I'll have you sit on the park bench.
Okay. You?
Okay, just sit down exactly where you were when you were watching the officers.
Okay, I was here on this same side.
So for the purposes of the videotape, you were sitting in the same location on the second park bench east underneath your kitchen window. Sitting to the right of you.
Correct.
So from this position, you could see the blonde-haired officer and the Asian officer.
No, I said I saw him go up to the door, but the outpost, you cannot see him.
Okay. So you couldn't see the blonde-haired officer because he went to the alcove of the door.
I could only see the Asian officer.
Okay. From this position, what could you see them doing?
The blonde-haired officer, nothing. You could hear him knock, knock, knock. Ventura County Sheriff's Department. And we could watch the Asian man with his hand on his gun. And, looking towards the door.
The front door of...
Yeah.
Okay. What happened next?
Then the Asian man, the other officer must have opened the screen door because the Asian man, you could tell he was like holding the door open but still staying back a little bit.
Okay.
With his hand still on his gun. And then started talking and I was looking at...
If I could interrupt for you for a moment. When you say the Asian officer had his hand on his gun, was his gun outside of his holster, or was it still holstered?
No, it was still in his holster.
Okay.
He didn't have it drawn out.
Okay.
And then they were in the house, so started talking, and she says, I don't want him to go to jail. I don't want him to go to jail. I said, relax. We're going to talk to him. You know, they'll do what they need to do. So we're talking here, and then I hear, drop it, drop it. And
okay.
I look over.
If I could stop you right there. You hear drop it, drop it.
Mm-hmm.
You're still sitting here.
Yeah.
Okay. What I'd like you to do
there
is I'd like... Great. Might as well pause it for a second while the street sweeping.
Okay.
Okay.
Sarah, can you please bring me a drink of water? There's water bottles on top of the fridge or something. I'm sorry. Would you like to have some water or something? Okay. I won't poison you, I promise.
She's not into the anthrax stuff.
No. No, that's a scary thing all in itself. Thank you, my love. Bye, you guys.
Bye-bye. Doing okay? Doing great. I don't act, so I don't know. That's fine.
Oh,
I just want to make sure you get...
You don't need my husband, right?
No.
Oh, no, honey, you can go. Are you calling a kiss? Can I have a kiss before you just start again?
Sure.
Okay. If I came back, Scott took me to the wooden bench.
I just keep trying to remember to get out of the camera frame. You don't need to focus on her because I'm just talking.
No, I'm just kind of like what she says. I want to get like her point.
Okay.
Of
pick me up some filet mignon.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, so you're sitting here. And you hear what?
Drop it, drop it, drop it.
Okay, now from your position, what do you do?
Nothing at this time, because I'm like, I was shocked.
Okay.
And then, do I have to get up and go show up?
Well, what did you do from your position here?
Nothing. I sat here. I was freaking out, and I grabbed
Okay, but when did you first see the officers and Thomas Pett?
They were across the yellow line on Montgomery.
Okay.
Heading up to the yard. I mean, up to the sidewalk, you know. And when he crossed the street and entered the handicap ramp too, and was right up there on the corner.
Okay, so the first time you actually saw the officers, they were on the west side of Montgomery Road, on the other side of the yellow line, the divider line.
Towards my side.
Okay, towards your
side.
Okay.
Okay.
Now, was the officers in front or was Thomas in front?
Tom was in front with the knife, like double-handed over the handle part, and the knife was at his up right in his rib cage, between his breast cage.
The blade.
Yes, correct.
Okay.
Like this.
Now, how much space separated Thomas and the officers who were behind him?
Can I use you for an example?
Yes.
Okay.
I'll say I'm Thomas.
Okay, you're Thomas. You know what? Can we move over here?
Okay.
Better? Okay, you stand right up there. I'll show you. Okay. No, I'm sorry. You have to come this way just to hear more. You're Thomas, and you're right there with the blade. The one officer stays like here.
Okay.
Side, and the other officer back like this to the side.
And
not too close, just, you know what I mean, but enough that...
Okay. So you're indicating that the first officer was to the right of Thomas.
Correct.
And Thomas' back was turned towards him?
Correct. They were slightly behind him.
And the second officer was slightly to the rear and to the left of Thomas.
Correct.
And to the side.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
The officer that was to the right, was that the blonde-haired officer or the Asian officer?
The blonde-haired officer was on this side, so it would be the right side.
The blonde-haired officer was on my right side?
Correct.
Okay. And the Asian officer was the officer on the left side?
Correct.
Now, as you're demonstrating this, you're doing this. Is that to indicate that the officers had their weapons out of their holsters?
Oh, yes, they did.
And were pointing them at Tom?
Yes, they did.
Okay. Let's go ahead and stand back over here.
Okay.
Now, when you see this, and they're in the middle of Montgomery Road, what are the officers saying to Tom?
The first time I remember hearing them say something is when they were... He had just entered the sidewalk area, and that's when they were screaming, drop it, drop it. And, you know, like I said, we were talking before that, and they could have said something before that, and I would, you know, I don't remember, I don't know.
Did you hear Tom say anything?
And do this to me, and then the officer, the blonde-haired officer, screamed, get out of here, get out of here.
Okay, where were they when they screamed, get out of here?
I can't show you, we'll get up and go demonstrate. Tom was still at the corner, but he was like at the corner, but a hair in on my grass, and he still had the knife at his chest with both hands on it.
Right.
And the officers were basically in the same spots where they were.
Okay, so the Asian officer was still on Tom's left side.
Uh-huh.
The blonde-haired officer was still on Tom's right side.
Uh-huh.
At this point, was Thomas's back towards them, or was he facing
No,
the
he
officer?
Was facing us.
Okay. And what did the officers yell to you?
Get out of here. Run. Get out of here.
Okay, before we go any further,
uh-huh,
what I'd like to do, for the purposes of the videotape and the
uh-huh
audio tape, well, I'm not going to put the location there yet, but E is going to be the marker to indicate where you first saw the officers on Montgomery Road.
Okay.
And we'll put that, I don't want the marker to get ran over by a car.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, why don't you take me over here to the corner and show me where Tom was and the officers were when you were told to leave.
The first time, because he crossed the street, he was like, look at my kitchen window. He was like here, like this.
So Thomas was right here?
Yeah.
And he was facing you with the knife like that?
Yeah, because I was watching him in the window. Yeah, I was watching him and he was on the bench and he was like this. And then I wanted to go on.
Okay, hold on.
Okay.
Can you hear me, F? FGH. Okay. Okay, this indicates Thomas. And he was facing that direction.
Yeah, it's
okay.
Please, son.
So I'm going to put the back of that
okay.
facing that way to indicate his back.
Okay. Okay. Then he took, he stepped into the grass, but I don't want to do it because the sprinklers are on.
Well, that's fine. You don't
okay,
have to.
Okay, he stepped into the grass, and at this point, oh, they're going off. He stepped into the grass, right about here, and then he was like this.
Okay.
And then, oh, these are coming on. Wait, I should be okay. That's right. There's stage two. Okay, he had the knife like this. And then at this point now, the blonde-haired officer is here. And the Asian officer is here now at this point. And that's when they tell us to run.
Okay,
go, get out
stay
of here.
Right there for okay. me. I'm going to go ahead and move F since they're closer to you. F is going to be right here where the last, this is the last place you saw Thomas, right?
Mm-hmm.
Before you ran.
Okay.
So F is going to be right here.
Okay.
And he's facing that direction,
yeah.
correct? With
yeah.
the knife still to his chest.
Just still to his chest with both hands.
Now, am I in the correct placement where one officer was?
A little bit more this way.
Okay. And which officer
was this?
This
is the blonde-haired officer.
Okay, so marker G is going to be the location of the blonde-haired officer, and was he still pointing his weapon at
oh,
Thomas?
Oh, yes,
okay.
both hands on the trigger.
Now, where was the Asian officer at?
Like right over here, but if you could knock stuff on the brand new grass, I'd appreciate it.
Okay.
It was like right over here, safe. So, yeah, right about there.
Right about here.
Yeah.
And so this is the Asian
yeah.
officer. Okay, let's go ahead and return
okay.
back to the chairs over here. For the purpose of the tape, F, G, and H are on the front lawn near the prolongation of Montgomery Road and Las Flores of the lawn of the Las Flores. Okay, so they tell you to leave. What did you do next?
Get out.
They
Jack,
said get up?
Yeah, no, Jack, they said get out of here. Go. And freaking, she just started. So I picked.
Literally picked her up?
I helped her, yes, literally.
Okay.
And said, for God's sake, run. And
so
I was screaming, oh my God.
And so we're walking eastbound along the converted garage
uh-huh.
of your house to the east gate leading into your backyard.
And I pulled this little thing.
Uh-huh.
And Jack wasn't doing anything very quickly. The
okay.
gate's going to shut on him, and that's why I got all the squirrels in my arm.
Okay.
And I was running and like pushing her, trying to help her.
So in front of you?
Yeah, just enough to where I'm trying to help her and shove
okay.
her.
Okay.
So
ran. You're walking down the east side of your house
yes,
into the backyard.
Sorry. Watch out for landmines.
I understand.
We ran through here. And got in here, and the whole time we're both screaming.
Okay.
We ran through this little path right here and entered the house through the sliding glass door, which was the screen door, which was open.
The screen door was open when you came in?
The screen door was shut. The glass door was open.
Okay, so
it was just like that.
When you came into the house and came back to the backyard, this door was closed like it is
yeah.
now. That door's open.
And I just flung it open.
You flung it open. And did
and
you
I left it open.
And did you come into the house?
We ran into the house.
Okay.
Ran down the hallway.
So we're going down the hallway of your house.
Correct.
Westbound.
Correct. And I went to the bedroom and screaming, oh my God, my God, okay. What's happening?
And this is your bedroom,
my
which
bedroom.
Is on the southwest
correct.
Corner of your residence.
I took a pillow.
Okay.
And I gave it to and I made her lay on the floor, and I could see now that they're in my backyard.
So from where were you standing when you could see they were in your backyard?
I just put the pillow on the floor.
Okay, and where?
Standing like right there where those shorts are, right there.
Okay.
And just freaking out because I was trying to make a spot for her to lay down and be safe.
Okay, so from your position right here, is this exactly where you were standing when you saw the officers? Were the blinds open more?
And my blinds, are usually open all day.
Were they open all the way or were the blinds up?
They're pulled up.
Okay.
I usually have them pulled up.
And when you're looking out this window, I'm going to have...
Should I open the blinds for you?
If you could.
Yeah.
What we're going to do is let's stand back for a minute, and I'd like Ian to take a picture with the video camera out towards that direction.
He was right between that tree, the nectarine tree that's in the center, and the pool. That's where he went.
Okay. I'll have Ian go ahead and take a picture of that. Let's just pause for a moment.
Uh-huh.
I should have cleaned my bedroom.
And he was standing between the pool and the nectarine tree, which is east of the pool, the big tree.
Yeah.
Now, how many officers were... Okay, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, I'm trying to think. No, when we back here... I'm sorry, I need to back up. When got back here...
Uh-huh.
I had here, and I was screaming at my dad, oh my God, oh my God. That's when they fired the shot, because I guess he had tried to open the front door or something.
Okay, so at this point, you hadn't seen Thomas in the backyard.
I'm trying to... Wait. We came in here. I lay down. Here. Yeah, no, because I hadn't seen him in the backyard yet.
Okay. So
I didn't see him in the backyard yet.
So you come into this room with
I could put down here.
And you put you're saying down here?
That's where I was going to put her.
Okay.
And then my dad started screaming something, so I left to stay put and to lay down. I don't know what she did.
Okay, and then where did you go?
I went out to the kitchen to go talk to my dad and my father.
You're exiting the room, you're going down the hallway towards the kitchen, eastbound.
And as I got to here,
okay,
you're pop, 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 pop.
So you're standing right here,
uh-huh,
and you hear three gunshots.
Yes.
Now, at the time, excuse me. Now, was this door locked or unlocked at that
time? The door is always unlocked.
Okay, so it's always unlocked.
Yes.
Was it unlocked at the time that you heard the gunfire?
Yes.
Okay. And how did you know that?
Because we don't lock the door we don't lock our door during the daytime at all.
Okay. So you're standing right here and you hear three gunshots. What do you do next?
I ran to
and for the purposes of the tape,
uh-huh,
she's standing in the doorway between the hallway opening where the front door is located and the kitchen. Okay.
Okay. So then I ran back to now standing in the hallway.
If I could stop you for a moment.
Uh-huh.
When you were standing here and you heard the gunshots,
uh-huh,
did you happen to go any further into the kitchen and look out the window to see what was going on?
No, I didn't notice anything until Tom got back up and started running, but that's...
Okay, so you're standing here and you saw Tom running?
Yeah, because my dad came to me this way,
uh-huh,
because I was
losing it. Your dad was
in the
kitchen?
Dad was in the kitchen and my husband was in the kitchen.
Okay, so stand where you were standing and in the direction you were standing when you saw Tom running?
When I saw Tom running? I never saw Tom running, I saw the police running.
Okay, so you never saw Tom running across the windows?
No.
But you did see police officers?
Yes, I saw the police officers, and you could hear them yelling stuff like,
what were
he's going around back, he's going around back, go. And, you know, some of them were pounding on the front door to try to get, because at this point now, my husband or my father, I don't know who had locked the front door.
Okay.
Okay. In the hallway screaming and freaking out, and I knew that...
In front of your bedroom?
Correct. That now at this point, freaking out, so I have to do something, so I went...
We're going back down the hallway towards the bedroom on the southwest corner. We're back into the bedroom on the southwest corner.
And I knew at this point in time that now this is when I saw them out back.
Okay, so you're standing there.
Yeah, it's where I could see from the peach tree and stuff. Because I was hugging fell onto the bed. And then I noticed she was in the backyard. So I took this point in time.
We've already taken a video shot from there. So
yeah.
Bed, you're right there.
And I was hugging her.
Okay.
After I was, and she said, oh my God, what happened? And I said, they shot him. So I took here because now I know they're all in the backyard, and you could hear them. They were entering and exiting through the living back door to front door.
Okay, now how many officers did you see in the backyard?
Could I see?
Yes.
Guesstimation, like, let's say 4 to 5.
Could you see Tom?
Not until there. I took from here and took her and put it.
Okay.
Her. Not from here until I went in my living room.
So you couldn't see Tom from here.
When I looked out there, you could see Tom. He was standing by between the peach tree and that, but not.
Between the peach tree and the pool.
And the pool.
Okay. And where were the officers?
Around him, and there was some on the back side of him. You know what I mean? So they basically had him circled.
Now, what were the officers doing?
Telling him just to drop it, give it up, drop it. But screaming so loud.
Let's concentrate on the
officers
real quick.
Okay.
You hear them making those statements.
Mm-hmm.
What was Tom doing?
Like this. But he was just, you know, he still had his hand, the knife up. And he was just kind of, not saying anything, just kind of
moving
doing
around.
His little thing, yeah.
And was the knife blade still pointing towards his chest?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Now, did the officers have their weapons unholstered, or were their weapons still in their holster?
No, their weapons were pointed at them.
At who?
At Tom Patterson.
Okay.
Patton.
And did you see the officers do anything other than make verbal commands to him? Or did you see them take any other actions against Tom?
From this room?
From this room.
No.
Okay. Did you hear Tom say anything at all?
From this room? No.
Okay. What happened if you were finished in this room?
No, I picked up because I know they're in the backyard. So I took that to. This is my mother and father's room.
Okay.
My mother's room. This is my father's room. I told to lay here on the floor down here because I knew she'd be safer there.
Okay.
To shut the door and lock it.
Okay. So did you leave the room after you did that?
Yeah.
Okay. So she's laying right here. You tell her to shut the door and lock it.
And do not move.
Okay. And did you leave the room at that
time? Yes, I did. I pulled the door shut behind me, locked.
Okay. Go ahead and let me go out first and demonstrate how you did that.
Oh, I locked the door?
Yes.
You want me to really lock it?
No, that's okay. Just
kind
of demonstrate how you did it.
Oh, like come out and show you?
Yes.
The door handle was locked. And the rag's up there now, it's the dog. But I pulled the door shut. And they're just crying and whimpering. And
now, at this point, that door is locked?
Yes.
Okay. Where did you go next?
I went out here. Because one of my husband, and when they were out here, and
who was out here?
My dad and my husband, and I looked out
we're
back.
We're here in the living room.
Yes. And directly out in front, Tom still had the knife,
Now, let me stop you just so we don't have any confusion.
Uh-huh.
When you say directly out the front, you're standing in your living room,
uh-huh.
and you're looking through the glass sliding door. Was that open or closed?
No, the screen door was shut. The glass door was open.
Okay. So I'm going to close the screen door. And so you're looking through the screen door into your backyard.
Yeah.
What do you see?
I see Tom bleeding from the abdomen and stuff. He had blood all over.
And where was he at?
Just straight out.
Okay.
Say by the cat food dishes that are out there. He was there.
Okay, if you could focus in where that red cat food dish is, that's where Tom was standing. And what was Tom doing at the time he was standing?
He had he still had the knife, but it was getting, lower.
Okay. Was he saying anything?
I did not remember him saying anything. I'm not saying he did, I'm saying I don't remember.
Now, where are the officers at this point?
Surrounding him.
Okay.
Surrounding him.
When you say surrounding him, are you talking all the way in a circle around him?
No, like a semicircle, almost like a U-shape, where, you know what I mean? So that if Tom was in the center, it would be around him this way, not letting him come to the house.
Okay, now what was Tom saying at this point?
I don't remember.
Okay, what were the officers saying at this point?
To drop it, give it up, drop it, give it up. And then one of them hit Tom in the hand, and I can't remember which one it was, with a, the baton?
Okay.
I think. And I thought I would have broken his wrist, but Tom just kept going.
Do you know which hand he hit?
I just know they hit him.
When he hit Tom's hand with the baton, where was Tom at, if you can demonstrate yourself, when he hit his hand, when the officer hit Tom's hand with his baton? Where was his hands? Were his hands up here, down there?
No, they were dropping. His hand was dropping because, I don't know if it was because the blood was going down
uh-huh.
or what, but he was, instead of the two hands down, this hand was, getting weak. You know what I mean?
So his left hand was getting weak.
He was trying to, and it wasn't no longer in his rib cage. It was, sliding down.
Okay, so he was holding the knife with his right hand.
Yeah.
And his left hand is sliding down. Now, which hand was hit with the baton?
The one that the knife was in.
So the right one. Okay.
And it hit him hard. They hit him hard enough that I would assume seriously that his hand would have broken.
Okay.
But he never let go.
Did you hear the officers making any commands or orders?
Yeah, stop, drop the knife, normal stuff like that. And then Tom, should I go on?
Yes.
Okay, then Tom ran to the left, I guess, and I can't see.
So eastbound through the backyard.
And he must have went out the gate.
On the east side of your house?
Uh-huh. Because now you can hear all the commotion in the front yard. And then I don't know what happened.
Did the officers follow him?
Oh, yes.
How many officers were following him?
At this point, it probably grew to 8 officers.
Okay. And what were you doing as they were going down the east side of your house?
Just be honest with you, freaking out.
Okay. What happened next?
What happened next is I was in the living room at the end of the table here.
Okay.
And because I've been out of work anyway due to my own emotional stuff that I've been dealing with, I just freaked and I lost it. And I was hugging my husband, crying and freaking out. And then before I knew it, there was officers in the backyard at the back door running through, and they were holding the front door shut.
Okay, so you say there's officers at the back door, and I'm assuming it's that door you're referring to.
Yes, my rear door, my sliding glass door.
And did the officers come into your house?
Oh, yes, they ran through the house with their guns drawn.
How many?
Two at first, and then the two ran through it first, and then the one man came by and his eye was all shut up.
Okay.
And he looked like he had been hurt. I don't know what happened, but that's... And they were at the door, leaning at the door. It was closing the door. They had the door locked,
The front door?
Yes, because I think what I assume is Tom was trying to get back in my front door now. He had went around and was now there. So okay. The police officers were trying to protect this way.
Now, you say that the officers are at your front door. Are you still standing here? Or can you see them trying to close the door?
You can hear, I cannot see them physically, but you can hear them. They're pushing on the door, and the other one says to keep it closed, and they have their guns drawn.
And they have their guns drawn.
Yes.
How many officers were over in that area during this
Two.
Time? Okay, and what else were they saying?
Yeah, no, he didn't tell me to get down. It was the next officers that Tom must have went over, the next officers came in and they said, hide, hide, hide. That's what they said.
And where did you hide?
Underneath.
You don't have to go on.
Okay, good, thank God. I tried, there's nowhere for me to hide. So I hid underneath here.
Okay.
As far as I could get underneath there.
Okay.
And my husband was laying next to me with his arms around me.
So you hid under the coffee table.
Yeah, this way,
room,
and my legs were hanging out here, and okay. My husband was next to me holding me.
Okay. Then what happened?
I kind of lost it, and then before you know it, my husband had put the pin. There's a pin.
Let's stop for a moment because I'm running out of tape. Let me let the tape finish.
Okay.
And we'll start from where you were at underneath the table and continue forward. So if you want to pause the video for a second. Okay, today is Tuesday, October 16, 2001. The time is currently 11:28 hours. This is Detective Scott Peterson with Bill, and I switched from side A of this audio tape to side B to continue. From the crime lab is also videotaping this event continuously. Okay, so you're right here. What happened after you hit under the table and your husband was there with you?
I started screaming and freaking out, and he had locked the back door.
Who had?
And my husband had during, he got up. I'm sorry, hold on. He had gotten up, and there's a Carter pin, see the pin?
Yes.
There.
He had that pin right there?
Correct, but the door was shut, so he had locked it, and there was two officers still that came, I guess, around or something and came through this way. And so they were pounding on the glass. So my husband unlocked the door.
So he had locked the door, put the cotter pin in, keeping the door locked. The other officers came up to the back door, pounded on the door, and your husband had to get up, take the cotter pin out to open the door and let them in.
Can we stop for just one second?
Yes, sir. No problem.
Thank you.
We're going to pause. It's 11:29 hours. Okay, it's still Tuesday, October 16th, 2001. The time is 11:32 hours. We had stopped where the officers were pounding on the glass door.
Uh-huh.
Your husband gets up and lets them in.
Uh-huh.
What did the officers do?
They ran through the house.
Okay.
Out through the front door.
Okay.
And they left the front door open.
Can you show me how it was left open?
Yes. Just wide open.
Okay.
And by this time, the street's filled with police officers.
Now, if I could just go back for a second.
Yes.
When the officers went through your house, were they armed or was their weapons still holstered? What was going on?
No. Weapons were out and drawn in their hands.
Now, what did you do after the officers exited your house?
I could hear them on the side of my house.
On the west side of your house?
Yeah, because I went back to go check out the bedroom. Do I have to go back there again?
Yes. So you got up from the table right here. You saw that the front door was open all the way. And you walked down the hallway.
I walked back here.
To the master bedroom.
And banged on the door and told me it was safe. open the door.
Bedroom.
And I told her that just to stay where she was and that I'd come back. I promised.
Okay.
And at this point, I can hear them over there saying, give it up, give it up. Give it up, that kind of
thing. When you say over there on the west side of your house?
On the west side, either, I'm not exactly sure at that point where they were.
Okay.
But I could definitely hear them when they were down towards my back driveway because you could tell by the way the noise is.
Were they on the back driveway in the backyard, or are you referring to the west side of your house? Near
back
Montgomery
toward,
Road?
On Montgomery Road, towards my back driveway and on the side of the house.
What happened after you met
that I could hear them all around, all out there. I looked out this window here.
Okay.
And peeked, and now I could see, I don't know if you can get a picture of it, you can see the Montgomery Street sign in the front yard. And the sidewalk was filled with officers.
On the side of or is on your side?
No, on side.
And how many officers do you think there were?
I would say, I don't know, guesstimation that I could see, probably 8, and all of them had their guns drawn. And one of them I saw that I can remember had a shotgun in his hand.
Okay.
And I remember seeing a canine dog, I believe, that might just be my imagination, but I thought, could have sworn I saw somebody pull up with a canine.
Okay. And could you see Thomas?
No. So I left this room and told her still to stay here.
Now, before we leave this room, when you're looking out the window towards 990 Avenue de los Flores, what can you hear the officer saying?
Give it up, drop it, please drop it.
They were saying, actually saying, please drop it?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
And so, I went out, and I forgot one part, too, that was important.
What's
to me.
What's that?
Is when I was in the kitchen,
uh-huh,
when that we first ran in the house, and I tried to talk to Tom out the window.
Okay.
And the one blonde-haired cop, Tom, I yelled to Tom, stop, please. Don't do this. And I was inside the house behind the window, and Tom even stopped witnesses across the street, said that he even responded, and the officer told me to shut my mouth.
Okay. So was this before or after the shots were fired?
No, this was before the shots were fired. This is he just entered.
Okay. So when this occurred, let's go into the living room or the kitchen.
I'm sorry, I forgot that part.
Okay.
That
when this occurred, where were you standing when you were talking to Tom through the kitchen window?
Like this, because he was right up there by the sidewalk.
Was he where those photo markers are, or was he closer to the house?
He was where the photo markers are.
Okay, so the officers were still in the same area where those photo markers are,
uh-huh,
and Tom was still in that same area.
Uh-huh.
And you were...
I was leaning forward.
Okay. And what did you say to Tom?
I yelled, Tom, I was crying, Tom, please, please don't do this. We can talk, please. And he turned around and he had his gun, you know, like this, and he went like that with his finger and
which
looked
officer?
Over at me, the blonde, sandy blonde one, and told me to shut my mouth, shut up.
Okay.
And my dad says, boy, that's not rude, because dad was in the kitchen.
Well, okay.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, that's his statement.
You're considering everything.
Yeah.
And was it from the kitchen that you took where was when you were in the kitchen?
Back.
In the back where?
In my room. I protected her the whole time.
Okay. So, you had initially told me you came in the house through the back.
Yep.
Took her down to your bedroom, and when you left her in your bedroom,
yeah,
came in here,
yeah,
and then you returned back to your bedroom and got
yeah
after that?
Yeah.
And then where did you go after that? just so I can make sure I have. Is that when you took her into your mother and father's room, the master bedroom?
No, that's when. Because I went back there and I came back out, and that's when the shots were fired by the door.
Okay, so mm-hmm. the room. Just to make sure I have the series of events right.
Mm-hmm.
You play in your bedroom mm-hmm. in the southwest corner.
Mm-hmm.
You come here to the kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
You see Tom standing by the photo markers,
mm-hmm.
and that's F, G, and H,
mm-hmm.
as well as the officer.
Mm-hmm.
You make talk to Tom. The officer makes a comment to you. You return back to the room where
everything else is the same.
And then why did you come back this way?
Because I don't want to say this on tape, though. Because it's in the mean, but Jackie's, I needed support because I was freaking out.
So you came back here
for my father. My father, you know, okay. That's my, and I don't.
And you were coming back here to talk to your father, and that's when you were right here, and you heard the three rounds going pop,
yes.
pop, pop, and you were turned facing this direction, and you saw the officers running that way. Before you went back to the room.
Yeah, I wasn't in the kitchen area here. I was like there where you could still just see the corner because the windows are always open.
So.
And everything else is still the same.
Now, after you left your parents' room. Stop for a second. Yeah. Take a small break. Okay. We're going to stop this page right now. It's 11:39 hours. Okay, it's Tuesday, October 16, 2001. The time is now 11:43 hours. Beginning tape again. After you left your parents' bedroom, after
mm-hmm.
looking through the window and seeing the officers
mm-hmm.
in front of Lori's,
mm-hmm.
when you left the bedroom, where did you go?
The front door was still open. And to go?
Yes.
Okay, they're going to walk in the house. And
that's okay. We'll go ahead. Just stand where you were standing. And we'll stop for a moment so your husband and your son can walk by.
Over here.
Okay.
And...
Okay. I'll hold on for a second.
Okay.
So you walked from your parents' master bedroom...
Let me do this for you. Hold on one second.
Okay. Down the hallway of your house, out
right.
the front door. The front door was still open.
Right.
And you're standing on the concrete walkway underneath the bathroom window, I take it?
Yeah.
And that is on the west side of your house in the front yard.
Yes.
So what can you see from where you're standing right here?
Well, between there and here, you just hear bam, 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 bam.
So did you... hear the shots or see the shots?
They were already starting, and when I came out, I can't say that I saw them, but I heard them.
Okay, let's go back here. I want you to stand exactly where you were when you say you first heard the shots.
You can hear them right here.
Okay, so you're standing just inside
the
front door. You start hearing shots. You walk out.
And
you walk to the position underneath the bathroom
yes,
window.
Yes, and I grabbed my face and I said, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. And there was some officers all in the U-shape around the yard. And the man had a shotgun up in the air. And then the other officers, and it still had the guns pointed on Tom, who you could not see because Tom must have been going for the front door.
Uh-huh.
And you cannot see the front door because of that alcove like my house.
Okay, so Tom, from what you're telling me, was in the alcove of the front door of 990 Flores.
Mm-hmm.
And the deputies were in the front lawn area of 990
Correct.
Flores.
And some were on the front sidewalk. On Las Flores, too.
Okay.
Towards
now,
those.
When you made it out here, had the gunshots already stopped, or were they continuing as you walked out the door and stood right here under the bathroom window.
I can't say honestly.
Okay.
But I'm not going to make a statement.
What happened after the gunshots were fired? What did the officers do?
They stood there, still with their guns pointed, for a few. And then there was fire trucks and all those down here because the street was all blocked off with officers and stuff.
Uh-huh.
And then some of the officers went down to Tom. And you could just see them leaning down over. So I presume it's Tom. They're leaning down over him and stuff. And
did
then,
it look like they were performing first aid or something?
The officers, no.
Okay.
Then the police came. Then the paramedics came, and they ran across the street. And Tom was laying down. Tom was on the ground, and I was just screaming. And
so you couldn't see Tom still at this point?
Not at this point, no.
Now, when you say the paramedics were here, the way it sounds to me you're explaining to me this is that maybe the paramedics and the fire department were staged, meaning they were standing by somewhere.
Yes.
Okay? So it didn't take very long for the paramedics and the fire department to get from where they were to Tom's position. Is
no,
correct?
You're correct. They were like probably waiting for an all clear sign, I guess it would be, technically or whatever, because they were... never came past the mailboxes that are in front of my house, but they had the bags.
Also, the paramedics were actually outside their car.
Correct.
Was it firemen or paramedics or both?
No, I don't remember seeing an ambulance, so I saw the fire trucks and stuff, but they were the firemen, paramedics, I guess you would call them, and they were running with the bags over there to Tom.
Okay. Well, now what I'd like to do at this point is let's walk over to the front lawn of and I'd like you to show me where I should place markers for every officer's position that you remember in the front yard. Okay? We're going to try. I mean, just try to remember as many as you can. I don't expect you to remember all of them, but it would be very helpful if you could show me as many positions as possible. So when we get to the front lawn, what I'd like you to do, number one, is I'd like you to stand in the first officer's position that you remember, and I will place a marker there. Okay, one officer was here, and this is I. Where was the next officer, you remember?
They were just all over here, here.
There was
enough apart to where they're,
And the officers were all pointing their guns at him.
This way.
Okay, so there was another officer right here.
Correct.
Okay, show me where you remember the next officer being.
Because they weren't in front of each other. Another officer was here.
Okay. That'll be K.
I'm on the sidewalk. It's back over here.
That will be L.
The man with the shotgun was here, and he had it up in the air by this time.
You saw a man with a shotgun standing next to the Montgomery Road sign. That'll be M. Okay.
And then all over him, and there was
did you see
here.
Any closer to the front door?
There was.
Could you show me where they were?
That one. And there were some kneeling down.
So there was one kneeling down
there
right where you're at?
There were a few of them that were kneeling down like that.
Okay. So where you're kneeling down, was that a group of officers,
there was one here.
Uh-huh.
And, one over here, and then there was another officer farther down.
Okay, so we're going to put one here, Would this be an accurate spot right here?
About an accurate spot there.
Okay, and the officers at N-O are kneeling down.
Yeah.
Where's the next officer at?
There's officers all over the sidewalk here.
Let's just concentrate on the ones that were closest to Tom.
Oh, closest to the door?
Yes.
There were some over here that were here.
There was, how many were over here?
Another was at least one, but I'm thinking there was two, if I remember right.
So there's approximately two officers at marker P. Okay.
And then there was
Okay, let's stop right here for a moment.
Uh-huh.
Could you do me a favor and make me some more markers from P on, and we're going to stop for a second. We're going to remain where we're at.
Okay.
And
there's markers over there by that tree. Did you use those?
We're going to use those when we take our photos.
Okay.
And I'm going to stop the tape until Ian's done. It's 11:51 hours.
Okay.
Time is 11:51 hours. We're going to continue with the videotape enactment in a moment. I'm going to indicate where the markers are. Marker I is approximately 10 feet from the west curb line of Montgomery Road on the front lawn of J is approximately 3 feet north of I and is also approximately 10 feet from the curb line of Montgomery. K again is approximately 3 feet to the north of J and is also approximately 10 feet from the curb line of the prolongation of the west curb of Montgomery and the south curb of Avenida de los Flores. Marker L is on the ramp, the handicap ramp leading up from the prolongation of Flores and Montgomery, and is on the concrete at the edge where it meets the grass. Marker M is at the Montgomery Road signpost. Marker M is approximately 4 feet south of the south curb line of Avenida de los Flores. Marker N is in the front yard of De Los Flores. It is approximately 15 feet south of the south curb line of Avenida De Los Flores. Marker O is approximately 4 feet west of marker M, parallel to it. It is also approximately 15 feet south of the south curb line of Avenida de los Flores. Marker P is where the concrete walkway and the dirt meets in front of the master bedroom window in front of or at Avenida de los Flores. Marker P is approximately 15 feet from the wall of Avenida de los Flores and is approximately 4 feet from the concrete. It is approximately 25 feet south of the south curb line of Avenida de los Flores. It's still Tuesday, October 16, 2001, 11:54 hours. This is Detective Scott Peterson with video reenactment. Okay, we left off with position P, and you said there were two officers at photo marker P. Where were other officers that you remember?
I can't honestly tell you exactly where they were standing. I know that there was, but also too, it's fair to say that there were still officers pulling up due to the scene and getting out of cars and running out.
Okay.
So I can't, you know what I mean? I could honestly say that there was probably another officer, that I saw another officer over this way.
Okay.
With his guns drawn.
So there was an officer standing right where you're standing right now?
Yeah.
Okay, photo marker Q is going to indicate that on the front lawn of Las Flores. Were there any other officers that you remember, or is this the only officers that you can remember the positions where they were standing?
This is the only ones I can remember kind of where they were, because as I stated, more officers were just coming and coming and coming, and they would get out of the car, of course, to back up. So they also had their guns out, so it's not fair to say that there was any more, because so many of them are running up. These ones, I can remember them you know what I mean?
Okay. So it's fair to say that these markers that we place are the officers that you remember.
Uh-huh.
And there could be more officers.
Uh-huh.
However, you cannot tell me the exact placement.
No, I cannot tell you the exact placement. And some of them were just arriving.
Okay. And with that, why don't we go over here? I'm going to ask you a couple more questions.
Uh-huh.
Now, as all of this was occurring,
uh-huh.
How were you emotionally? Were you frightened? Were you scared?
I was freaking out.
When you say freaking out, is that...
I was shaking, trembling, screaming, crying.
Was this from fear?
Fear, yes. Total fear. Guilt. And just, I've already had been out due to my own stress problems.
Were you scared of what Tom might do to you?
Hell yeah. Oh, yes.
You can talk
about okay,
that.
Okay, hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
I was terrified. Okay. I was terrified that he would get in there and get or get me, and because I had called, and yes, I was terrified. I'm still, even though he's gone, I'm still terrified of the whole scene that happened.
Now, let me ask you this.
Uh-huh.
If Tom would have gotten into your house...
Yes.
What do you think Tom would have done?
Tom would have, I believe, hurt I. If he could have, he would have killed us. I honestly believe that in my heart. He would have got... If he would have gotten either or myself for calling, he would have hurt us.
Okay. Was there any children in the house at that time?
My children were not at home. Thank God they were not at home during this time.
Okay. And another thing I wanted to ask you,
uh-huh.
You had briefly mentioned this, and I
uh-huh.
remember it from earlier. You had said that there was a neighbor from across the street who had said something to you, and it had changed your whole opinion about the series of events that you saw. What was it that you were told by your neighbor? And who was the neighbor?
If I don't want to put my neighbor in that kind of a spot if she doesn't want to do it, but it was a neighbor across the street from me that can directly see. She is new to the neighborhood. And what she had told me is I had an opinion that it was wrong that you shot him in front of my house because I thought I could have talked to him. But the neighbor stated to me last night, and on my doorknob, and that would explain the blood that was down the front of my door.
Are you talking the front door?
My front door at 1012 Las Flores. He was trying to get in to my house with the knife.
Did they see if the door was actually opened?
They said they said it looked like that he had gotten the door open in front.
Okay.
And that has changed my opinion because I thought that, yes, I was fear that he would hurt me, but I didn't really realize it as much until I heard that statement last night.
So because of your neighbor talking to you about you and telling you that they had seen Tom trying to get into the front door of your house
and
possibly even opening the door a crack.
Uh-huh.
That has changed your opinion about the series of events that have occurred in this incident.
As far as over at my house, yes. I think over here might have been overkill. But then again, I have not, I cannot say I didn't see what happened here.
So it would be fair for me to say that you can only base your opinions on what happened based on what happened at your house and
at
what Tom did at your house, but you didn't see anything other than the minor, the shots, after the shots had been fired, that was the only thing you saw at De Los Flores. So you can't tell me what Tom did when he came over here.
Yes, I cannot tell you what Tom did when he came over here. I feel justified that they shot him to not get, so he could not come into my house and hurt myself. And when he came over here, I don't know what actions he took towards officers to make them shoot him that many times, but I'm still under the impression in my heart that there was less lethal ways.
Okay.
And I'm sorry, but that's just my opinion.
Okay, you're entitled to
your opinion. I'm not saying that you guys are wrong, and I'm not saying, I just think that maybe.
Okay. And the time is 1200 hours.